This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
An update now on child care centers. Now that COVID-era federal subsidies came to an end this fall, a consumer products company facing less revenue can just raise prices so the consumer pays. But since many struggling parents simply can't afford to pay more for child care, this leads to what economists call a failed market. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has been tracking this.
To send your preschooler to downtown Baltimore childcare, it'll cost you just over $1,700 a month. It's nearly $2,300 for infants. Executive Director Hillary Roberts King understands that's a lot.
This amount is astronomical. I know that.
Roberts King says about 80% of that goes towards wages for staff. And with federal pandemic relief funds gone, the center is considering raising its rates next year by between 2 and 5%.
And part of that is looking at our competitors and then talking about what the market will bear.
One person who's part of that market is Jacqueline Lazzola. She has two daughters here and has come to the center for a parent-teacher conference. She's keeping her voice down because it's nap time.
I try to avoid when my daughters are awake because if they're awake, it's like, mommy, mommy, mommy. So,
Lazzola is an MD-PhD student and her husband's a medical resident. And even with a discount, close to half of their income goes to child care.
So if tuition does increase with the next academic year, we absolutely cannot afford it anymore, unfortunately. As it stands, we are kind of teetering on being unable to pay regularly.
After Lazzola graduates next month, she'd love to pick up shifts at the hospital and do some research before she starts her obstetrics residency. But to save money on child care, she might end up staying at home with her kids.
It'll be great to spend time with the girls. I think what's frustrating about it is that it's not as if it was fully by choice. Nothing about the way the system works is made to support a two-parent household that's working.
Single parents are frustrated, too. Yusra Scott lives alone with her two-year-old daughter, who also goes to downtown Baltimore childcare. She recently started working 4 days a week as a hairstylist.
I unfortunately can't work Saturday because I don't have anybody to watch her.
Scott gets an income-related discount on her childcare bill, which brings it to $500 a month. She says that's all she can manage. And if childcare were to get more expensive, she'd have to ask her family for help.
I wouldn't like that. You know, it may be something that they would be like, well, we can't.
But not having childcare would mean not working. And Scott says that's a non-starter.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I mean, what would I do? Like, I would be evicted. You know, no, that would not be enough.
Scott hopes she's making more money by next fall so she can cover any price increase. Otherwise, she says she'll just have to figure something out. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.